This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Hong Kong leaders are limiting transportation services to the city's airport today, trying to prevent disruptive pro-democracy demonstrations. Air travelers are acting accordingly.
My wife's flight is at midnight, but afternoon it might be stopped the airport express, so we come earlier, about 13 hours, yes.
Some pro-democracy leaders want more protests, even though earlier this week, Hong Kong Chief Executive Carrie Lam announced the formal withdrawal of an extradition to China bill, a proposed measure that initially sparked months of political turmoil in the streets of China's semi-autonomous territory. Violence broke out late Friday in Hong Kong after demonstrators besieged a police station and a subway stop. Hong Kong police used tear gas and rubber bullets against them. A prisoner exchange between Russia and Ukraine is underway. According to AFP, the French news agency, the swap apparently means freedom for the 24 Ukrainian sailors apprehended when Russia seized their ship off the coast of Crimea last year. Charles Maines reports for VOA in Moscow.
Early Saturday, buses were seen leaving Moscow's Lefortovo prison, and a Ukrainian state plane arrived at Vnukovo Airport in the Russian capital. While the exact number, list, and timing of the prisoner exchange is not yet known, the leaders of both countries have insisted a large-scale trade was imminent in recent days. In the coming days, we will jointly make an announcement, as we agreed with the authorities in Ukraine, said Russian President Vladimir Putin while addressing the prisoner exchange issue at an economic forum in the far eastern city of Vladivostok on Thursday.
That was Charles Maines in Moscow reporting for VOA. To stay up to date on all the day's news, you can always go to our website, voanews.com. There is also a mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News. The head of Iran's Atomic Energy Organization says